for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening, folks. Welcome to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Again, we are back with you tonight. We took a week off for the day before Christmas Eve, I guess, and come in tonight. It's actually a big night for us because we're going to have on the air with us here in about 10, 15 minutes, Coach Ken Jones at about 6:15 or so, and then Coach Blake Williams around the bottom of the hour. And we'll talk about next week's start, hopefully, of girls and boys basketball here in Powell County.
Yeah, let's hope so. Scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, both the girls' teams on Monday and the boys on Tuesday. So looking forward to those particular games. Now, ready to get started.
So the boys playing on Monday?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Girls on Monday, boys on Tuesday.
Correct. Girls at home against Perry County Central, and on Tuesday the boys are at home against Menifee County.
So a good start, good test to start the season, especially for the girls with Perry Central, and always a tough opponent for Powell County, regardless of boys and girls in Menifee County, just across the mountain. A couple things we want to make sure you guys are aware of. We do want to we'll get to our COVID updates in a moment, but we do want to share with you guys an announcement from WSKV. And as it associated with Estill County Sports, we'll kind of clarify some things about that. So I'll let Ken kind of read the Facebook message today.
Yeah. So basically, the WSKV has agreed to join in a partnership with the Estill County Athletics to be their official broadcast partner. So just like Powell County is the broadcast partner with WSKV for their sports, WSKV has reached an agreement with Estill County to cover their sports as well. Now, with that being said, obviously there are some games that will be conflicting and others not conflicting, and we'll get into that. But basically, due to the recent changes in our broadcast agreements, this is from the Board of Education, the Estill County School District conducted a search for radio broadcasting services to benefit our student athletes, coaches, and fans. And they are pleased to announce that an agreement has been reached with Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV. And fans of Estill County can now identify WSKV FM as the official radio provider for Estill County sports. Obviously, WSKV has been active in the Estill County community. They do have a studio over on Main Street in Irvin. And they're actually looking forward to this partnership to be able to carry on the games. So with that being said, again, Powell County games will be covered, as well as Estill County games will be covered. Obviously, we're getting into basketball season. Some games, Estill County games might be on the radio. Sometimes they might be on Facebook Live and vice versa. So we're working out the schedule and details. There's not a lot of games, to be honest with you, that are in conflict. Maybe about a handful to 10 games.
Surprisingly so.
Most years, probably not, but under the circumstances, you know, there's only about, again, less than a handful, 10 games, let's say, games that conflict, and then we'll cross that bridge as far as how we'll handle those particular games, and or if even Estill County would even cover those games to begin with. Once we talk to those sports broadcasters, you know, is Berea, you know, a big matchup, Madison Southern against Estill County, rivalry games? Yes, no, it's like sometimes we don't necessarily cover certain games as well, depending on the interest, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, we'll kind of get that scheduled out there. And just to our sponsors here, we do want you to know that Powell County Athletics will take precedent over the sporting events. Now, the only thing we might change up a little bit is if there is a district game with Estill County or a big regional game with Estill County, and there's a one of those not insignificant, but one of those lesser importance games for on the Powell County schedule may flip how we do the broadcast. So that being said, we're not losing any coverage, so our sponsors aren't losing any coverage here at Powell County whatsoever. And some of the terms are going to be worked out, and you know, maybe pick up some more advertising with our sponsors as well. So we'll see how it all works out. But again, I talked to Ethan today, and this was not meant to do anything at all to hurt the broadcast from Powell County's perspective, but just to add to WSKV's label. And again, we've talked about it before. Ethan's doing some things trying to reach out and make this the best entertainment value as far as a radio station doing sports broadcast here on WSKV.
Yeah, and obviously he's expanding his business, you know, just like other people attempt to do it. This is one way for him to be able to expand his business. And for people who love high school athletics, this gives you more of an opportunity as well to tune in certain nights when we're not necessarily on to be able to listen to that Estill-Owsley game, that Estill-Lee game or something, to be able to keep up really with what's going on in the 56th district as far as basketball.
Yeah, and since WSKV is covering Estill County sports, we may actually tap into some of their coaches, maybe have some interviews with those folks as well here on PCSN Live. Do know this is Powell County Sports Network, but again, if WSKV is going to branch out, we may just branch out and pick up more coaches to talk to at the time where that is you know, needed or whatever. But again, that's something, if you saw it on Facebook today, the Estill County Board of Education came into agreement with WSKV, and that's just a business move. But Ethan wanted us to make sure we share it tonight and kind of explain some of the detail that it would not affect our people whatsoever. Again, that was a post by the Estill County Board of Education. Wasn't done here on WSKV. So we wanted to clarify everything if there was any concerns at all out there for our listeners. So, again, Powell County Broadcast will not be affected. If so, it's going to be very marginal. Now, COVID updates. I think Kentucky has changed the way they've done things as far as a daily briefing. We don't really have the daily briefings, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I understand why they don't. I think maybe we were so used to the daily updates that I almost prefer the daily updates. And I get that it's time consuming, you know, to have to do something like that. So the numbers actually are from, well, I have some conflicting numbers, for lack of a better way of putting it. Some people are posting numbers from today. One actually has that they were, as of yesterday, I should say, 3,141 new cases. That brings the total case count to over 265,000 here in Kentucky. And unfortunately, the deaths are approaching that 3,000 person mark. Positivity rate, 8.41. At least it's below steady.
Nine.
Yeah, he's below nine and somewhat steady in a sense. Obviously, we've got a long way to go in order to get that number reduced. Here in Powell County, these are today's numbers, the 30th, that there are 7 new cases in Powell County today. 13 individuals have met the criteria for recovery. 699 total case count from the beginning. We currently have 34 active cases. Unfortunately, 9 deaths that were have been reported.
Now, that number, again, what you got? Is there a rate on Powell County's number?
There is not, no.
Okay. Now, next week, that's going to be an important number for sports as the broadcasts are concerned, as far as Powell County is concerned. From what I understand, and if I'm mistaken on this, we'll talk to the coaches. Maybe they can kind of fill me in or fill us in. From what I understand, there is no games to be played if it's above 25% or it's still considered a red county. And that, as far as I know, is still a 25% mark. So if Powell County, for an example, is 25%, we don't play that week. That number is put out on Monday. So we'll look at that, and then they'll work with the Board of Education or the Health Department to discuss whether what the plans are, again, for the next week. I know practices will be allowed, but games will not. Now, other teams may view it differently. They may be in the red. It may also affect how the games are scheduled. I did hear today that Estill County has a little bit different plan. Again, I think they're going to go ahead with their schedule from what I understand. And again, if I'm wrong on this, somebody needs to call me, let us know. But I believe there's breakdowns. They're going to play. And so it may be no fans. It may be parents only. It may be with fans, depending on the level of their positivity rate or the whatever that number is. But it's all going to be variant as far as that's concerned. Now, I know in the past we'd all talked about it. We went through this all football season. Soccer, volleyball, teams were playing in the red, and we were in our mind shouldn't be. The kind of the deal there was, I believe, if you were in the red, you didn't play. Yet Some counties were playing while they were red. At the end of the football season, pretty much everybody was red, so they continued on with their state playoffs. So I assume it's going to be a district decision to when they can play. Our district, Powell County, has decided if you're above that 25% mark, you're not playing. That's the governor's recommendation, I believe. The KHSA has also had that allowment for the districts to make their own decisions. Now, you and I both think, I think the same way. If it's that high, we probably shouldn't be playing. But other districts may make it totally different on their decision. So we'll kind of have to play it bare. We'll put out a schedule, but understand that these schedules are kind of in flux, especially during COVID.
Correct. And I'm almost looking at it in a sense as well as just like with bad weather, right? Sometimes games get canceled with bad weather. Hopefully we've already had our bad weather for the year, even though we're still in 2020, you know, going forward. Hopefully we still have a mild winter. But I will say this, there are 19 counties now that are in the orange. One is actually green and one is yellow. So those have improved. Of course, we've not been on the air now in 2 weeks at this point, but still last time we didn't have any.
Right.
We were all red across the state. So obviously there's some improvement that's happening. Let's hope those numbers continue to trend down across the state.
If you've been listening to when they do give updates, it does seem like the daily numbers in Kentucky have actually reduced. Now, I came in today, I was listening to WLW in Cincinnati. They gave a Kentucky update number from today, and I don't think it was accurate, so I'm not going to mention what it was. But it was really high. So I think theirs was a total of a combination of days. I'm not sure what they use as their rate. If anybody knows it, please text us, let us know if you've got our numbers, or give us a call and share the information that we don't see somewhere. So, again, we're just kind of sharing what we see in the news briefs. That's about all we can do is report what we know. That's how we know to report it. So that's what we have going on in sports. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with head coach of the girls, Powell County Basketball, Lady Pirates, Coach Ken Jones, here on WSKV's PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
The time has never been better. The big finish sales event going on now at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton. From employee pricing to 0% financing, the best is available now on all new 2020 and 2021 Chrysler products. Before you buy anything, go by and see the good guys with great service at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You're going to like the way they do business. Give them a call at 606-663-2856.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like PhoneSmart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And as always, Appalachian Wireless has the most unbelievable sale. Appalachian Wireless has made shopping for the holidays safe and more accommodating to meet the needs of our customers. The one-day sale of years past is now a rest-of-the-year sale. Simply visit one of our 27 retail locations and get what you need through the end of the year. Or reserve online to make an appointment for the phone you want, and we'll call you when it's ready. Happy holidays. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is Dave Fowler along with Ken Simon, and we're now be joined by the legend himself, Coach Ken Jones, the Palatine Lady Pirates. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Dave. You?
Doing just fine.
How about Ken? Is doing well. New Year?
Yes.
All right, good.
He's a lot more excited about it than I am as far as the New Year. He's younger, you know.
Well, let's get 2020 out of here.
Yes, agreed.
All right, we're going to kick 2020 out. We haven't got to play any basketball games in 2020, so hopefully 2021 is different. Tell us what you got next week.
Well, right now we've got scheduled Perry County Central Monday night at home, and then on Wednesday night we travel over to East Jessamine. We had a game scheduled for Friday with Estill, but they didn't get to practice any, and they wanted to move it, so... Being the cooperative person that I am, I agree with them.
I tell you what, scheduling has got to be a nightmare this season as far as that goes.
I think I've done it 3 times so far.
And you're leaving it open for more, right?
Yeah. We've got 28 games down right now. We're allowed 2 more.
I was going to say, you're still allowed 30, right?
Yeah.
But the only limitation is how many...
Finding the time, you know.
Yeah.
It's the shortened season and trying to cram them in there, and you don't want to... You're allowed to play 4 games a week, but I don't want to do that. 3's max for me.
Well, even the NBA doesn't want to play more than 3 games a week. The college basketball doesn't really like to do that either, so it would be a stretch to play that many more games for the...
Well, some of our college basketball teams, I don't know if they're playing or not.
That's the case, especially one I know of.
Not naming any names, but
they're like Big Blue,
you know, about 40 miles from here.
Yeah, they're not having fun with their season. I know that.
Yeah, the girls are going well though.
They are
what, 6-1?
Yes. So, kind of the polar opposite.
Rated number 13, and got a game coming up with Arkansas. I think they start conference play tomorrow night, 8:30.
Well, wish the Lady Cats and the Cats well as they go into conference season. We all know that's kind of the most important part of the season anyway. So, hope things turn around for the guys and continue for the girls.
You're right.
So, as far as your team, obviously you've had an opportunity to practice, this month. How are practices been going and what's your team looking like so far?
Well, they're going really well. I'm just glad to be back in the gym with them, and we've been going over a lot of things, been breaking down everything we do, and we seem like we've had a lot of extra time this year to work on individual stuff. So all the girls are coming out and they're working hard, and I'm well pleased right now.
So as far as your team, who are some of the players, I should say, that you actually have back that, you're enjoying coaching again?
Well, you know, Macy is back. She averaged 18 points and, about 8 rebounds last year. So she's back. Obviously, we've got to have some good play out of her. Kansas is back. Chloe. Makaira. Presley. And then we've got the Neal twins. And Amelia Trent's coming on pretty good. So
I know some of those kids played really well for you on the JV last year. I know Amelia stepped in from time to time and started or off the bench for JV, and she really didn't seem to do well. Like she really didn't care.
Yeah,
she kind of ice water in her blood.
Yeah, she was kind of hot today on the threes.
Now
she hit, let me think back. I think she missed one and then the next 4 in a row. So.
Yeah, now she's not real shy, so that's a good thing. I mean, she's not really afraid to take the shots.
No, she's not taking bad shots at all.
Yeah.
She's got a green light if she's got an open shot out there. Depending, of course, on the time of the game and the score.
Like I said, Presley Hall, I think, finished up the season really strong for JV and the varsity. Also, the Neal twins as well got some of them got some extra playing time varsity level last year. So, and Presley, so they got some good experience last year.
Yeah, they're young but experienced. I know it's an odd combination, but you know, last year was reload time.
We went with last year freshman Chloe Grader and the eighth grader Makaira Caudill. They're back now as a sophomore freshman, respectively. So those two guys.
And Lori is back. I didn't mention Lori. She was an eighth grader last year.
Lori Faulkner,
one of the best. Yeah, she's one of the best defenders we've got. So she can lock you down on defense.
Yeah, she's also good. She's a good shot too, isn't she?
Yeah, most of the time. Sometimes it's a little off. She has on and off days.
Well, as long as the shooter knows when those are, they can. That's the good thing.
Yeah.
What's your outlook as far as your team this year? What do you see as far as, like, within district play? Who are your tough matchups, and what's kind of your overall outlook?
Well, you know, I've got the usual easy schedule this year. I was just thinking today, who made this thing out? But we're rated number 9 in preseason, and we play the other 9 in the top 10 at least once each. So, you know, it's going to be a tough go. I usually try to schedule. I try to guess who's going to be in the region. I want to see them at least once before we get there. And, you know, I think we'll be all right. It'll make us better.
Yeah, people will sometimes argue whether or not you schedule tough, lose confidence. My philosophy is always try to schedule 50-50 if you can, but sometimes you just can't do that.
Well, one old coach told me one time, he said you ought to schedule one-third of the games that you probably can't win, and one-third that you should win, and one-third that maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a bad philosophy.
It's a good philosophy.
Back on the district, Owsley County, of course, they're rated way up there. They're third in the region right now. So
everybody back, right?
Yeah, but you know, with all the transfers going on, you don't know where to rate anybody right now.
Has anybody big moves happen in the 14th that we're unaware of, I guess?
Well, I think you're aware of them. The Hoskins kid left Perry Central and went to Leslie. Harris left Perry Central and went to Hazard. And, you know, there's been several of the big-name players.
So who is now coaching at Perry Central?
Misty McElarnis is back. Her second year, I think, coming at.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even realize I know they changed. I just didn't realize who they went with up there.
Yeah, she left Breathitt and went back home to Perry.
Gotcha.
She's lost a couple of big-time players here in the last little bit.
The other district teams.
Hoskins. Courtney, I think, the Hoskins kid, was Perry's second leading scorer last year.
Yeah,
so Leslie is, you know, they're loaded up now.
So we'll see how Perry looks as far as that goes in next week. Hopefully, if you get to play next week.
Yeah, I hope we do. We got the policy board met today, and I don't know the outcome yet. I'll find out at noon tomorrow what further restrictions they put on us, if any.
Oh, I didn't realize they had a meeting. So that's my mistake for not trying to follow that
today.
One. So they...
It wasn't not the KHSAA, the 14th region.
Okay, I got you.
Board.
I got you. So you don't know of any other changes that have been made?
No, I won't find out until I meet with Doug tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I know with our other schedule was, as far as the policy goes, correct me if I'm wrong here, if we're above 25% on Monday, then we don't play any games that week. Is that still what it is as far as you know?
Yeah, that was the latest that they came out with, and we were at 37 yesterday, and I've been able to find out today.
Well, I know we had 7 new cases today, so I would think it probably hasn't changed a lot.
Well, our health department is out tomorrow, New Year's Day. They won't be back in until Monday.
When the new numbers come out, right?
Right, I don't know. Well, we'll check it on Sunday night, and then we'll know the rest of the week. Of course, that's going to be a logistical nightmare as far as you'll find out Sunday night if you're playing Monday night or not.
So the Sunday night numbers is what determines the rest of the week.
Well, yeah, it's officially Monday, but, you know.
Monday morning, I guess, right?
It's not going to, but they don't come out with them until late in the afternoon.
That is correct.
It's not going to change from Sunday to Monday. So,
I hadn't thought about it that way, but I guess you're right. Now, I also heard today that Estill County wasn't was planning on playing all their games and having limitations based on a certain percentage. Have you heard anything about that?
Hadn't heard anything about Estill. Somebody asked me today. They conditioned last week, and then I think they actually got to practice this week. I haven't talked to Ruth in a few days, so
I don't know
what they're doing. We're allowing here our guidelines. I guess you saw those.
Yeah, but you go ahead and read them out there.
Yeah, we're allowing four fans per player.
And again, I think it is if those tickets are unused, they go back into a pool.
Right, they're available online at GoFan. So,
and there's a dollar charge, right?
Cheerleaders, extra dollar charge to buy online.
Yeah,
and get screened when you come to the gym.
Yeah, I think there's no purchases at the door. Is that correct?
Right. You've got to have your receipt or your ticket or whatever on your phone and show that and turn in your screening form, and then you can come in and watch us play, hopefully.
Yeah, and there's several different protocols. Got to have a temperature check and then have that form filled out. So there's folks need to get ahead of this. And again, if let's say the cheerleaders, I think it's band also, right? Everybody gets four?
Right. Cheerleaders, band, and players get four each.
Now, let me ask you this question, if you know this. Let's say the band is not performing on Monday night. Is that just going to be...
That's a good question.
Okay.
No, I don't know what they'll do on that. Okay. I got my vouchers today and gave them out to the girls and gave them each four, and we just go from there.
Okay, so if you don't, they're unused vouchers, I guess they can be put back into that pool based on that,
right,
if they're not used. So, again, that's something I guess we should have discussed with Mr. Brewer. We'll know more about it next week as we go forward.
Yeah, we'll find out shortly, I'm sure. I'm kind of curious as to what the policy board came out with today.
And obviously, under those circumstances, it's almost going to be week-by-week basis just to realize, you know, whether we're playing or we're not playing. How, as far as psychologically, how much of an effect do you think that will have on your players?
Well, right now they're pretty positive about it. I told them today, I said, you may get to play one game, you may get to play all of them. So let's come in here every day and work our butts off and enjoy it and be ready to go, you know.
How many seniors
don't
do you have
anything
this year? Sorry.
Sir?
How many seniors do you have this year?
Macy.
Okay, now do you have any plans on doing an early senior night?
We haven't talked about it. I did mention it the other day to her, and I said, well, surely, you know, with 28 games played, we're surely you can pick out one. We're
getting in. Well, I mean, I know that's interesting. Yeah. I know football did that, I think, pretty much. Everybody did it during the first home game last year. I think it may be in soccer. Yeah. You guys probably did some of the same stuff in volleyball. So,
well, volleyball, we waited until, I think it was maybe six games from the end.
Yeah.
But we got it in.
But it was before you would normally have that done it, though. I think everybody will make sure that you did get one in. So those are some things we got to look forward to. And, again, we'll probably get you on here again later on throughout the season, but we'll let you go tonight. I know you got some scouting you got to do from Perry Central somehow, right?
Well, yeah, it's called game film, I think.
That's probably why he's getting his iPad ready, get his stats ready for us.
I think I've watched two game films three times each so far.
Yeah, I can't believe you do anything like that.
So, Got to get prepared. Got to be ready in case we do get to play.
Say, well, this guy is one of the most prepared coaches I've ever met as far as a game planning guy. He does a great job with the planning. Just to brag a little bit on you.
The problem with the plan is sometimes first 2 minutes of the game, you got to throw it out.
That's true. And then you don't, now with COVID, it's even before that, right?
True.
Well, it's been great having you on here. We'll let you go. We'll go on to a break. We'll get Coach Williams on here next. So have a good night and good luck. Hope to see you on Monday.
Well, tell him not to talk bad about us because I'm going to be listening.
We'll do, buddy. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437. or find more information at HinkleContracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. Sorry I didn't mention who we were before we went off that last break. Guess I was excited to get our next guest on, Coach Blake Williams. All right, Coach Williams, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you all?
Doing good. Doing great here.
Appreciate y'all having me on tonight.
Oh, no problem. We know we get to start off next week. So, you got any news for us as far as boys basketball?
I wish I did, but... I feel like this season, though, it's going to be week to week. But hopefully we do get a play next week.
Now, who have you got next week?
So we start out with two home games next week. We have Menifee on Tuesday night and then Sayre on Saturday night.
That's a neat little week of a schedule. Now, let me ask you this question. The schedule runs Monday through Saturday, correct? Is that how the weekly schedule will run?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so if the COVID numbers come out Sunday and you can't play, that's Monday through Saturday. So that would be your entire week that you couldn't play if the numbers are bad on Monday or Sunday, right?
Yeah, I think it's I think we find that out on Monday.
Yes.
I could be mistaken on that, but I was just going by what I was told. But, yes, that will take us out for the entire week, though.
Well, Ken kind of clarified it for me, I think. The Monday numbers come out so late, it has to be the Sunday numbers, which makes sense after he said it. You go by those numbers, I guess, for your rest of your week, and you kind of know. But I think we don't get those numbers until Monday, the final numbers of what the health department has said. So makes sense what Ken said. But you're correct. You read it some way I read it.
Yeah, and like I said, I wish I could tell you more than that, but I don't know. I know very little about it, I guess.
Well, I think we're all in the same boat here as far as what we know, what we don't know. I know we talked to Ken about this. You got vouchers for your team. You get four per player, right?
That's correct.
And from what I understand, the leftovers that aren't used can be go back to GoFan for our normal fans to pick up. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's good. We give our players, families, the first opportunity to purchase the tickets, and then after that, it'll go general admission through that app.
Yeah. So, again, if you're a listener and you're a fan out there listening to us, you need to go ahead and download that GoFan app and understand there is a dollar charge for the purchase on GoFan for your tickets. Again, no tickets are available at the door. Is that correct, Blake?
I do know that. I'm going more from our player standpoint. I know that our parents, they have to have those vouchers,
yes,
in order to get in.
It's a voucher and a ticket, right? And the screening.
Yes, and the screening. And you may know more about that than I do as far as general admission. I don't know, other than the regular app, I don't know how that how that goes.
Well, I'm just kind of guessing. I really don't know either. But we did call Doug and get a clarification on that. But I'm thinking that's how it's going to work, but I'm not positive of that. But anyway, to your team, how are you guys looking for getting ready for next week?
Well, you know, we've had a couple weeks back. We took off a couple of days last week for Christmas, but we've went, you know, 3 days so far this week. And, you know, we have a young team, but, you know, they're making leaps and bounds every day. And that's not just me coming on here and saying that. That's really the truth. You know, I feel really good about the progress we've made in such a short amount of time.
So as far as seniors, what's your breakdown as far as the type of players that you have and the experience that you're bringing to this year's team?
The key word you said, that experience, we have very little of that, unfortunately. You know, we do have one senior, Cole Dunn. He didn't play last year, but he had played in the previous year, so we're glad to have him back. You know, he's picked back up really quick. As you may know, he's a very, very good soccer player, so he's carried his athletic abilities from that to basketball, and, you know, he's doing really well for us. And then, you know, we have four juniors, and we just don't have a lot of experience with them. Now, we had one player, Chandler Congleton, from last year, and Braden Rogers, he had some minutes as well. You know, those two guys, because of injuries and sickness, they didn't get to play as much last season. And so, you know, we don't bring a lot of experience from last year's team.
So those kids are already juniors?
They are, yes, surprisingly, yes.
It seems like we kind of missed a whole year here with COVID. I know it really didn't affect basketball that much. Last year you got to play all your games, but it seems like we've been away from basketball for a long time.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it does. It feels like we have been away from a long time. And unfortunately, you know, the workouts we do in the summer, you know, we do play a lot of games, and we kind of utilize as much time in the gym as possible. And, you know, with COVID affecting that this summer, you know, it took away a lot of repetitions that we needed because, you know, not every player has access to a goal or a gym. So, you know, that was unfortunate that we didn't get to take advantage of that this summer. So, you know, they've done well, though. Like I said, you know, they've got the rust off quick, and you know, we're progressing pretty well for things considered.
Even though your team didn't necessarily have a lot of varsity experience, the core group that you have was that JV team, correct?
Oh yeah, that is correct. You know, they did get to play a lot of JV games last season.
And so really, a very good quality team, really, that was as far as the JV, even though they didn't necessarily have that varsity experience, that core group now moving up to that varsity level. As far as those players, when you assess them, what's your outlook going forward as far as the team and being able to compete at a high level?
Well, you know, it's something I tell these guys every day. You know, the competition level from middle school to high school goes up, you know, and from JV games to varsity games, the competition level, just the intensity, everything about it, just, you know, the speed of it goes up to another notch. And, you know, our guys, like I said, you know, for lack of experience in JV, you know, it's going to be a little bit new to them at first. They're going to hit that, you know, they've got to mature quickly. But like I said, I think after a few games under our belt, we're going to be fine.
Well, last year, for an example, when you used Chandler Congleton, you mentioned him earlier. He played, actually started for you during the district tournament last year. I don't think did he start at all regular season?
And Chandler was actually the one I was referring to with injuries. You know, Chandler he battled some hip injuries last year, if I'm not mistaken, hip and ankle. So, you know, there was a lot of times that he was out. You know, had he been healthy throughout the year, he probably would have been a full time starter for us. As you may remember, you know, at the end of the season, he was double-double every game. So, you know, he was doing really well. And like I said, I do believe that had he been healthy throughout the year, he would have been a full-time starter.
Yeah, I'm not knocking your other kids that on the team last year, but at the end of the year, he was your best player, at least in my opinion, on the team last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 'cause, and I think he, you know, he didn't surprise me or the coaches or his teammates because we knew what he was capable of. I think he surprised a lot of other people just the fact that where he was injured, he wasn't in a lot of games. So when he was, you know, 100% out there, I mean, he put up big numbers.
Yeah, that makes sense what you're talking about. Again, if you got to see the team last year, you saw that kid's growth, and the speed didn't seem to bother me. He seemed like he liked the big important moments.
He did, yeah. And before he went through injury, he actually hit a game winner for us.
Yes.
The very first or second game of the season at Leslie County. So he had a big moment, you know, just at the beginning of his sophomore year.
And when he finished up, though, it was with a ton of confidence. That's a good thing going forward, I think. Building into 2021, he can really build on what happened at the finish of 2020.
Yeah, and I think he's just carrying over from last season. You know, he's playing really well right now. He's a great kid, and he's good leadership right now. So I think that Lord willing, he gets to stay healthy, he'll have a big year for us.
Yeah, no, we got to broadcast the JV games last year, and that was really a fun group to watch. So hopefully, when people come out and get to see you guys play, however it may be, I think they're in for some exciting games.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, like I said, I really like this group we got. This is, with that class, that junior class, they're actually the group that I've had all the way through now. I took over when they were freshmen, so like I said, I feel like they're fully mine. And you know, these guys, this is every one of those guys, all those juniors, they're 100% buy into what we're doing, good attitudes, you know, good leadership, and those are guys that I can trust off the court in the classroom. I know they're going to be good behavior, good grades. So, like I said, we've got a really good foundation to build on with them.
As far as district play, what are you looking as far as the toughest competition within district?
Well, you know, myself and the other coaches that I've spoke to towards the end of last season and the off season, you know, we really think that the district's going to be a lot more even this year. You know, I think that Estill County last year was I think the obvious strongest team we had in our district, but this year I really think it's open. It's wide open for any team. I think it'll be, from the years that I've been here in Powell County, I think it's going to be the most competitive this district's been.
I love to see the district when it's balanced. It's for some entertaining basketball when that happens.
Oh, it definitely should be.
How are practices going as far as the amount of time that you're having with the players, their outlook and their attitude?
You know, we've been fortunate, like I said, to be able to go back full practice. You know, we run about an hour and a half, 2 hours every day. And, you know, the thing about that we try to stress to players right now, too, is, just keep grinding through, because it's tough in the preseason is what we consider. This is not our usual preseason, but, it is tough right now. But what we try to, just go through the grind of this competition against one another, just a lot of repetition of the same stuff over and over, just keep them focused on just doing the little things, because it is, I know as a player, when I was there, as a player and even as a coach, it is tough, just going against one another and just being, practicing against one another every day. You want some different, fresh competition. But I think they've done a good job, though, of embracing, doing what they need to do and just, focusing on, hey, I know it's the same guys over and over, but we're going to come in here, though, and we're going to compete against one another every day and try to get better.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be fun to watch you guys play. Hopefully we'll get to see you next week. Again, two home games, one on Tuesday, one on Saturday. Again, if you get to play on Tuesday, you probably get to play on Saturday. So, now, the other teams, do they have to follow protocol as well, or can they opt out not to play, or how does that work as an opposing team?
So, are you saying, like, if we're cleared to play, can they opt out if they
yes.
want to? Yeah, to my knowledge, because there's no penalty. You know, in a normal circumstance, you know how it is with coaching. You have your contracts with teams that, if they forfeit the game, they're going to pay that fine. But this year, though, to my understanding, there is no – I could be wrong on that, but I don't think there is the forfeit fee this year because of the – yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things that it's they can opt out freely. And, hopefully we don't see a lot of that this season, but, we have been made aware that, hey, it could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we see it college and professional level all the time.
Yeah, when they get the COVID spikes on their teams, and they are kind of opted out. But I just wanted to mention that. It popped in my head. I don't know why I thought that, but again, hopefully we'll have no opt outs.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully everybody, we stay healthy and well, and we get to play this full season.
As far as games on the schedule, are there any non-district games that kind of stand out? You kind of circle on your calendar. Not that they're all not important, but are there any other teams that really kind of stand out? Looking forward to being able to match up against them.
Yeah, with non-district, but they are region games. We have some strong competition. We've got Hazard comes to our place. We go to Leslie County, which is going to be a really good team this year. We go to Knott County. We go to Wolf. We go to Breathitt. Not many home games there against some of these regional powerhouses, but we do get to play them. Those are big games for us because, we hope to get to play them later on in postseason.
That's always the goal. Again, you play the season to get ready for postseason, so hopefully all goes well, and hopefully it's better in the spring when you get to finish up your season. And you don't have to worry about all these COVID things like we were worrying about early on.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully, like I said, everybody stays healthy and well, and we get a play.
That's all we can ask for. Again, good talk to you, Blake, and hope to see you next Tuesday here at the Powell County High School.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for having me on.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Take care. We'll take another break here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
The death of a loved one is the most difficult loss that you will endure in this life. Hearn Funeral Home Incorporated provides you and your family with a meaningful and compassionate environment to assist you through this difficult process. Hondo Hearn and the staff of Hearn Funeral Home believe that every life has value and should be honored. If they can assist you in any way, we ask that you contact them at 663-4375 or stop by their modern facilities at 125 West College Avenue in Stanton, Kentucky. You may also visit their website at hearnfuneralhome.com.
Did you know that Stanton Ace Hardware now offers full-service sales and repair on the popular steel brand chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, and pressure washers? Stop into the former Rose's Garden Center right next door to the main Ace Hardware building and check out their large inventory of new steel products and a large inventory of parts. Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown dealer for Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag. For more information about deals and coupons at your Ace Hardware, text ACE right now to 606-663-2811. That's ACE to the studio number right now, 606-663-2811, for special savings at your Stanton Ace Hardware.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandpa. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Ridgeville. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Ridgeville.
Toyota South in Richmond, online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
All right, welcome back to PCSN Live here with Dave and Ken. And we didn't have answers to all the questions, but we got the man himself on the phone, Mr. Doug Brewer, Athletic Director of Powell County School District. How you doing?
Good, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great.
Good.
Just a quick.
Nice and windy tonight.
Very windy, and if you could see the radar, what I'm looking at, there's a lot of rain
coming this way.
It's streaming northeast right now above where we are, but if it drops, we're going to get a load of rain.
Well, I think we're going to get a load of rain.
I think we are too, yeah, the way this thing looks. Now, going forward, ticket sales. I know I got a couple folks I know listening. Will there be any tickets available for the general public for at least next week's games? Going forward,
yes, there will be. The first priority it will be the families of the players, and then once they have received their allotment, then it'll be open up to the public.
Now, will that be general admission or through the app?
Through the app. We won't be accepting any money at the door this year.
See, I did a good job on that part, didn't
you? You did.
See,
yes,
I called that one. I got that right. So if you the Go, what is the app again?
GoFan.
GoFan app. You need to download that app if you want to come to a game. And can you see whether there are tickets available when you get on the app?
Yes. When you log into the app and you will search for Powell County High School, and it shows you what's available to buy, which it'll be a game-by-game basis. You won't be able to buy tickets for a game that's 2 weeks away. You'll only be able to buy tickets for the game that's coming up. And it will show that tickets are available.
Now, how far ahead of time will those tickets be available? Like if I had the app today, when did it check for Monday or Tuesday's games?
For Monday's game, the tickets will be available for the families on Sunday. And then for the general public and visitors, it will be available on Monday morning.
Now, is the opposing team allowed the four as well?
No, they only are allowed to get two tickets per player.
Okay. And that count goes the same way. If all those aren't utilized, then the opposing fans can get those tickets. That's
right. But okay. With our capacity, we're looking at around 420 to 430. At 15% capacity, and last year we didn't have. Well, I'll take that back. Our Estill County game was that's normally a high capacity game, but normally we don't even get close to 400.
Okay,
game night. So I don't think that there's going to be an issue with no availability for general public.
Okay, so next question: if the vouchers are, let's say the band's not performing at a game on Monday. Are those going to be put back into the pool?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and you do. It's just like football and soccer and volleyball was. You have to have a voucher in order to get in, and we will make the players will get the vouchers for their families, and if the general public wants a voucher, then we'll set that up at the school the day of the game, and they can come in and pick up a voucher and. That entitles them to buy a ticket.
So it's fairly simple. If you want to purchase a ticket the day of the game, that's when the tickets and the screenings are going to be available through the website.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up. Now, I guess question two here, when will we know as far as the conditions of play as far as next week are concerned?
The KHSA wants us to use a Monday morning reading. As to whether we are Red County or not. Realistically, our Sunday night reading will be the same as our Monday morning reading. So I will know Sunday evening, and then I'll get that information out Sunday evening.
So Ken Jones was correct on assuming you're using Sunday's number for your Monday reading.
Yes, because it'll be the same Monday morning. That Monday reading doesn't change till 5 o'clock Monday afternoon.
That is correct. That is a Powell County reading only, though, right?
That's our KDPH Red County reading that comes from the governor's office.
Now, for example, where are we right now as far as that reading?
We're at 37.0. So, well, I'm sorry, I haven't checked today's yet, but as of yesterday, we were 37.0.
Okay, for an example, if we're 25, we can't play next week.
That's right.
Okay.
In order for us to play, we have to be in the orange.
So we've got a ways to go on that number, so folks better wear their mask and sanitize and do all the protocols to get that number down, hopefully for us by Sunday.
Right, yeah. If everybody will do their part, then we'll get to play.
And are those numbers for the whole week then? So then that Sunday, let's say Monday morning, so that Monday morning reading will be for the games Monday through Saturday of that week?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Now, we heard today that one of our neighboring counties, Estill County, will be going to a different system. Can you opt to do things differently in different counties?
Yeah, everything is, KHSA puts everything, they make recommendations, but ultimately they say that everything is a local decision.
Okay.
So different counties can make different decisions based on what they feel most comfortable with, and I'm sure every county looks at different sources of cases too.
Yeah, and we are also doing right now what we're doing is based on the governor's recommendations and the KHSA's recommendations, right?
Right. Yes.
as far as so is it across the state in a sense as far as the 25% and the red, meaning let's say for instance that you know we're going to play Estill and Estill is orange, and we're red and it's a home game here. Would that still be a disallowed game?
We would not play if we were red.
Okay, even if the other opponent is orange or yellow.
That's right. Yes.
So what about traveling on the road? Let's say that using that Estill scenario that they are orange and it's an away game and we're red, we would still be able to play or not play?
If we are red, we don't participate.
Period. Regardless.
Period.
Okay.
Regardless.
See, Powell kind of keeps it simple. I like simple. It's easy for me.
Yeah. Now, you know, because red is keeping our kids out of school. Now, if we could get our kids back in school, we may be able to have situations where we could play in red, but if our kids aren't in school, then the determination has been made that we won't be participating.
So until the 19th at the earliest, this is the way it will be.
Unless we go orange.
Gotcha.
Or yellow.
That sounds.
Now,
if
our numbers Sunday are puts us in the orange or the yellow, we're good to go. We're ready to play, and we've got everything in place to play Monday.
So let's all hope that the numbers go down. And, again, it hasn't dropped significantly since we were, what, 50-something last week, I think. We have gone down. So let's just hope we continue this downward trend for the next 4 days, right?
Exactly, yes.
All right. So, again, thanks a bunch. You have some great information for our fans listening. I know we had some questions for us, but I think you answered everything that needs to be answered.
All right. I'm glad I could help.
You the man.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Right. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we got us more information there. That's great news to hear. We'll take another break here on PCSN Live.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protech Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protech Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
Welcome back here with PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We may go over a little bit because we added an extra segment there with Doug Brewer, our AD, and that was some invaluable information for our fans.
Just remember, if we're red, we're not playing.
The
Powell
County Pirates and Lady Pirates will not be on the floor if we're above 25%. It's really, really clear. We stay red, we don't play home or away. So, to me, when we talk about this all football season, it drove us nuts. We see people playing red, and we're like, how are they playing? Powell County's decision is if we're red, we're not playing. We're following the governor's recommendations, the health department, and the Board of Education. I really kind of like this plan as far as going forward because it's consistent. And Mr. Brewer alluded, if we start school back on the 19th, that's the next start date for us, I believe. So if that's the case, then those things can change at that point. But from now to the 19th, 25% or more, we don't play in Powell County.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think as a fan, it's going to be easy to keep up with.
Easy to keep up with.
And I think that, to me, that clarity is worth everything. Because we were confused,
yes,
obviously, throughout football season, not so much with Powell County, but just looking what others were even doing, thinking, how are they even playing when they're red? Both teams are red, in a sense, both counties, but yet they're still playing, and at least we know that if it's red, it's not happening for the week.
For the week.
Based on Monday's numbers, Monday morning numbers.
And to me, if you're a coach and a player, it's solid, it's consistent, you know what's going on, there's really no questions. To me, it's the best way. It's not the only way. I think it's the best way. I'm in total agreement with Mr. Brewer, and if that's the decision that, you know, Dr. Orr's put forward as well, I'm totally in favor of these decisions. I know Doug does a really good job of what he does on the AD part of his job. So, again, that was some great info for you guys. And he was probably part of that policy board meeting that Ken was talking about earlier. So those guys are staying busy even when we're out of school. Those guys are still working hard for us every day. So thank those guys for working hard. I know I want to thank Ken, also Blake for joining us tonight. They were gave some good segments. And again, going forward, we're planning on doing these shows on Wednesday night. And hopefully we'll have spotlights on the players and the coaches going forward throughout basketball season. So we'll try to spotlight a different player or two every week and kind of update you on what's happened, if anything, as far as the games are concerned. Hopefully you'll hear us next on Monday night.
Let's cross our fingers.
Powell County girls playing
Perry County Central.
Perry Central. If you don't hear us on Monday, you're probably not going to hear us the rest of the week. So that's our schedule going forward. And remember, WSKV, this is not a Powell County sports thing, but a WSKV thing has been added now to Estill County. We are the home of the Estill County Engineers now as well here on WSKV, our broadcast home. So we will also probably put some of those guys into play as well. As far as the WSKV family of sports coverage. I think Ethan reaching out to both is a big thing for the business here. And hopefully it'll be a big thing for sports going forward.
Yeah, and actually we will try to put on the webpage and even Facebook. We will try and keep up with the schedules to where you will know if it's going to be a Powell game or an Estill game, depending on who they might play. And some nights, obviously, we will potentially be on Facebook Live, and then Estill County will be on WSKV, the actual radio station. So we'll work out those details a little bit later. But, again, there's only about less than a dozen games that potentially conflict. We'll see how those pan out, but Powell will, in a sense, have priority.
Yeah, and I think it's a great thing going forward. It really doesn't impact a lot of the Powell coverages. But let's hope that we can all stay safe. We can get those numbers down where the Powell County Lady Pirates and Pirates can play next week. Again, we got to get to 25 by Sunday. I'm going to be positive for a change and say it may happen.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Let's try to make sure we sanitize, distance, and this wire mask wherever we go. Those are the three main things. Again, we got to get the numbers down. Again, we had 7 today in the county. If we trend that way, looks kind of bleak for next week. But let's just say there's 0000 for the next 4. We may be there.
Let's make it happen.
Let's do it. So thanks for listening to us here on PCSN Live. We'll see you next week. And stay safe. Happy New Year. And watch this weather come in.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. 104.9.